Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Maeve Marsden, and you're listening to Queer Stories. This week, Cleo is a Sydney-based queer comedian. With a mission to increase queer voices in the comedy scene, she produces the popular storytelling podcast Dungeons and Drag Queens and the regular comedy night Queens of Comedy on Oxford Street. Cleo performed at the Queer Stories crossover event with Archer Magazine. Enjoy.
Settle down, my children dear, for mother has a story here. And yes, it rhymes, though please have no doubt that a story this is, via a poetic route. Oh, by the way, I am to mention, just to relieve the air of tension, that this tale has trials, joy and despair, so save your gasps and hold your prayers. For pity does not make a queen, but from this story you could glean a lesson or two to take away. So let's begin the free day gay. Day one, a brave new face appears. She's out and proud, but full of fears. How does she navigate this land of flesh on flesh and man on man? Of course, like porn, she'll go online to find a man she thinks is fine. Manhunt.com seems pretty clear that all the gay men gather here. A profile's made, the game's kicked off. Hopefully it all pays off. A guy in Gladesville asked to meet. A date is set with mask discreet. She finds his address. It's not too far, even though she has no car. In fresh-faced glee onward she goes. Sydney's still new, but she'll follow her nose. She thinks she's there. It must be near. Excuse me, sir, is Gladesville near? The stranger laughs and to her says, I think you're lost. This is Crow's Nest. With tuppence left to catch a bus, she walks eastbound without a fuss. 2 hours pass and she's real late. She gives up hope and rings her date. Discreet arrives in his old car. Circular key to Northwood, you walked far. They're back at his and things are new. Her first kiss and hookup too. Alas, not Disney, but Brothers Grimm. A fairy tale encounter was not for him. Discreet was selfish, but she knew not, for this was the best she'd ever got. So willingly she let him do whatever things he wanted to. Till without warning this guy tried to push 9 inches between her thighs. But unlike porn, it didn't feel like the goddess of pleasure was at the wheel. In fact, moreover, she felt used. 'Twas not her ego that just felt bruised. He only lived for his own joy, like she was nothing but a toy. But that day she learned how to say no, so he backed off and left her alone. The idea of sex, that one of rapture, was a feeling she'd have to wait to capture. Anonymity and one-hit wonders had her needs not met, yet body plundered. This road to finding happiness was one that she should give a miss. A new tactic is needed, she decides, but alone in her quest, blindly forward she strides. Day two. We're now way down the track. She's slightly older, voice still not cracked. Now, dating sites are not the tool for this young, broke millennial. Instead, in preference, dating apps, where addicted mind feeds marketing traps. But to the user, it's not obscene to spend 10 hours on their screen. She swipes and taps, and then she finds a dating app by the name of Grindr. Black and orange with slick design. To try it out, she's so inclined. Away she goes into this maze, where mostly chest pics dare to graze. Some are blank, no info, no trace. whilst few are brave and show their face. But the to and fro of real talk starts, which I must say is quite an art. Polite and kind, aloof, not rude, and maybe the occasional nude. Quickly she learns that all's not fair in love and war and grinder affairs. The first guy's cute, nice eyes, nice grin, until he says, "Ah, you're way too thin." She blocks and carries on. How rude, she thought, and clearly wrong. The next guy won't be so trifling as to say something so stifling. His body's impressive, seems a real gem, until he replies, "You're way too femme." Her self-esteem's been chipped away by a swathe of judgy gaze. But maybe preference is all right to get a guy you know you'll like. Be straightforward, say how you feel. That's just life, it's no big deal. The next guy messages to be upfront, and he makes sure that he is blunt. "Time is short, I'm in a hurry. No offense, mate, but I don't date curry. Or rice, or tacos, don't get offended. I'm not a racist, it's just my preference." Low she sits in contemplation, wallowing in indignation, aware of our own frustrations, but numb, diluted in sensation. These broken men with impunity, in a community forged from unity, around being judged based on perceptions, now they've forgotten their conception. Gay men can thrive in this new climate, thanks to our elders who braved the riots. Yet now they feel the need to merge with the hateful wave, the mainstream scourge. Is that what equality of gay men have made? A new population keen to demote and degrade? They free! And time flies yet again. She's learned the ropes, can now blend in. She knows where she sits in the hierarchy, but remembers her place as a femme darky. With endless hours in front of the mirror, is my smile too big? Am I getting thinner? This once strong queen is now like clay. She molds herself around others, may say. That is until she meets a man who views her as equal, not less than. He's cute, kind of quiet, but that she can take for endless convo she can make. He never talks about her size, her demeanor, or her guise. He looks at her and something's blooming, talking person to person, human to human. They continue their interaction, and flirting leads to deep attraction. Now these souls whom fuse like glass, our relationship steady, now 3 years past. Now children near, this is where I'll end, for day 4 has not been penned. And that's okay, for it'll be brighter, for life has made this queen a fighter. The lesson you should take away is that our queen was led astray by men who cared for flesh, not soul, who viewed her as no more than holes, then believing all the lies sprouted from those who were unwise. But also, it shouldn't take someone else to make you feel a sense of self. You can own your power now to stand up tall and say, "I vow to love myself and wear the crown, for you're a queen. Let them bow down." Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Follow Queer Stories on Facebook for event updates, and me, Maeve Marsden, on Twitter. Twitter. Twatter. Twatter.